is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Police in New Orleans are reacting angrily after a man drove a pickup into a crowd early this morning in New Orleans, killing 10 and injuring dozens. Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
This is not just an act of terrorism. This is evil.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell says it's a difficult crime scene.
Victims that remain on Bourbon Street now will be removed as soon as possible. But as stated, the FBI is in charge of this investigation and are doing everything necessary to make this happen.
CBS News reporter Katie Weiss is in New Orleans. She's learned more about the man who carried out the attack.
The FBI has identified the attacker as 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. citizen from Texas. A U.S. official confirms to CBS News he had previously served in the U.S. military.
We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible. We are aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates.
Authorities say he plowed a truck through a crowd on the city's iconic Bourbon Street shortly after 3 a.m. local time, then got into a firefight with police and was killed.
And police say two officers who were wounded by Jabbar are in stable condition. The FBI says Jabbar was flying an ISIS flag on that pickup. The Sugar Bowl was to have been played in New Orleans tonight, but Bowl CEO Jeff Hundley says it's been rescheduled.
All parties and all agree that it's in the best interest of everybody and public safety that we postpone the game for 24 hours.
The college football playoff quarterfinal between Georgia and Notre Dame will be played at the Superdome. At least four people have died and more than 20 have been injured in a massive explosion of illegal fireworks in Hawaii. Honolulu EMS Chief Jim Ireland.
We had a massive response. We sent 10 ambulances from our department as well as four supervisors, as well as assets from the Federal Fire Department, their ambulances, and the Honolulu Fire Department and the Police Department.
The explosion happened at a house on the island of Oahu just after the clock struck midnight. The death toll is expected to rise. One person has died in the explosion of a Tesla Cybertruck at the entrance to the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas. Jeremy Schwartz is the acting special agent in charge of the FBI office in Vegas.
We're here, we're deploying resources, and we will continue to do that until we get to the end of this and figure out exactly what happened and why.
Fire crews found the 2024 Cybertruck engulfed in flames just before 9 this morning. Seven people suffered minor injuries. No closing numbers because the markets were closed today. They'll be open tomorrow with traders eager to recover from 2 weeks of losses. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Thousands of new laws kick in today as the new year begins. CBS's Stacey Lynn tells us about some of them.
New laws putting parameters around the use of artificial intelligence are front and center in California. One will prevent the use of digital replicas of Hollywood actors and performers without permission. Kentucky's becoming the latest state to let people use marijuana for medical purposes. In Missouri, stricter fines have kicked in for people using their handheld cell phone while driving. Alabama now offers tax credits to businesses that help employees with child care costs. And in Kansas, they're eliminating its 2% sales tax on groceries. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex and wife of Prince Harry, is starting the new year with her first Instagram account since 2020. Her first post is a black and white video of herself at the beach wearing white and drawing 2025 in the sand on an overcast day. The account already has 200,000 followers. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
W.R.J.N. Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with scattered flurries and a low around 20. For tomorrow, a partly sunny sky, highs warm to the upper 20s. A cool down with a little more sunshine Friday into the weekend, highs 20 to 25 and partly cloudy. It's 28 degrees right now.
Supremes from 1966, and you keep me hanging on WRJN. Although that song never won a Grammy, it was, for some reason, inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
From Radio Park to Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. I am a rock, I am an island. I build walls and fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Of feelings that I've died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock, I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, farming is still a big thing in Racine County, and WRJN has farmers covered with the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, and her Midwest Farm Report. It's weekday mornings from 5 to 6, along with reports throughout the day. So keep up to date on all things ag. It's all part of the local news and timeless hits we present on WRJN.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. She always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. She knows just what to do and how to please me.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, don't let your boss hear this, but one in five adults think nothing of telling a lie to extend their weekend. According to a survey of more than 1,000 randomly selected adults, 20% admitted that they have at one time or another called in sick just to give themselves a three-day weekend.
Meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, oh, woman, have you got cheating on your And it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking
Hits WRJN. Well, recently Don Rosen spoke with Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte on his morning show, and they talked about what shopping was like on 6th Street in Racine in the 1960s.
Only two stores were on the 300 block, Porter's and Moore Jones.
Oh, Porter's. That's where my table came from in my kitchen, Porter's. Yeah.
You know, that is a mark of excellence to have a Porter's.
I know.
It is. Mm-hmm.
When people come over, I say, you're sitting at a Porter's table.
You know,
a lot of them don't remember Porter's already. It's hard to believe, but yeah.
You
know,
you had class when you bought
and
from
Don,
Porter's.
That's right. Don, I was privileged to have you and Terry come over, and we sat at a Porter's dining room table.
I bought it when they were going out of business. They had an auction.
Uh-huh.
And I bid on the table at the auction.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, Porter's, of course, was half a block long on 6th Street and about that way on Wisconsin as well. What would happen would be these enormous windows with a very gauzy kind of curtain, floor to ceiling, just beautiful drapes. They'd be closed, and then you'd wait for them to open. And maybe at Christmas, there would be this dining room set or dining room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a table set for 16 or something. And my mother and I would just stand there and, you know, wonder what it would be like to have a Porter's table for 16 people and a dining room like that. So anyway, Porter's was our standard of excellence.
It's Carol Gianforte is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 on WRJN.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Are you an oblivious person hogging the sidewalk like a large dying snail? Do people stuck behind you ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have tons of quality beds at every price. So anyone, even people like you, can sleep
all night long. All night long.
Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture. With daily use.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Beatles on WRJN. All four Beatles, by the way, including the late John Lennon, have appeared on the TV show The Simpsons. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We're looking for a partly cloudy sky tonight, a low of 19. Tomorrow, partly sunny and 28. And Friday, sunny and 23. Happy New Year.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. But how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Love and Spoonful on WRJN. Well, John Sebastian wrote most of the songs for the Love and Spoonful. The band was kaput by the time Woodstock rolled around, but John Sebastian performed solo at the festival, and his rendition of Younger Generation appears in the documentary.
Mind. persuasion. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down, every green field, in every town, all of his children, every nation, there'll be peace and good brotherhood, crystal blue persuasion.
And we listened. Local News and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, yo. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, yo. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed, I can't stop.
No, I can't stop. My love, lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind,
in the pines waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind
love forever, but till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop. My love, lightning is striking again. Lightning is
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Mm-hmm.
loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell your mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Having trouble concentrating? It could be because your brain is bombarded with more than 100,000 words a day. The average adult hears or reads 100,500 words a day, and the day takes into account only waking hours outside of work, which means the true figure is much higher. The study, by the way, concluded that the average adult was exposed to more than 100,000 words daily and 34 gigabytes of information.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey
recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, and now a song from Sam Cooke. Now, this song has kind of a weird history to it. Sam Cooke recorded the song Wonderful World on Keen Records shortly before he left that label over a royalty dispute in 1959. A year later, in 1960, Cooke had moved on to another record label, but Keen Records, still owning the rights to Wonderful World, released it as a single in April of 1960, and it became a big hit for them.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Law enforcement officials are flooding the zone, investigating the killing of 15 people in New Orleans early this morning. They died when a pickup rammed into a crowd. FBI agent Alethea Duncan.
This is an ongoing investigation that's rapidly evolving.
Reporter Chris Fox says the investigation has now spread to Texas.
FBI Houston securing a perimeter around an intersection in North Houston, they say having to do with this morning's attack in New Orleans. FBI Special Agent Alethea Duncan says 42-year-old Houston resident Samsu Din Jabbar was the suspect killed by New Orleans police after plowing a pickup truck flying an ISIS flag into a New Orleans crowd.
We do not believe that Jabbar was solely responsible.
Jabbar was an honorably discharged Army veteran. The pickup was rented in a Houston suburb.
CBS News law enforcement contributor Rodney Harrison says police departments throughout the U.S. should now be on alert.
We need to get as much information out as possible so other cities or states need to be prepared just in case there's other plots going on throughout the country.
Former FBI agent and profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole says the Bureau will now look at forensic evidence in its search for anyone who helped Jabbar.
They will be looking at computer intelligence. Who was this offender communicating with? So I think at this point, to justify that they're saying that it's likely there are multiple offenders or people involved in this, they're bringing in forensic evidence to back up those statements.
CBS's Omar Villafranca says a big college football game that was to be played in New Orleans has now been rescheduled to tomorrow night.
People are down here